Thank you for joining me, lovelies. I'm excited to invite you to check out one of the many lovely, different attractions we have here at the Hotel Ivy. Today's special involves the Starlight Obsidian Spa. Don't worry, it's not quite as intense as it sounds. Well, at least in a permanent sense, though it has been known to have lingering effects on the minds of those that partake. But honestly, would you come to stay at the Hotel Ivy unless that was exactly what you were looking for? I don't think you would. So, with that out of the way, make sure you've reviewed all of the provided literature that we give for each one of our lovely little attractions before you indulge. But once you have, it's time to get your toes a little bit wet. Please come right this way, follow me, and before you know it, you'll be staring into the infinite abyss of the black, inky lagoon that we keep. You can't miss what we have in store for you. No, the scent is far too pungent for any nonsense like that. After all, I'm sure you've noticed it as you walked down the long, winding halls of the hotel, following the signs that lead you there. And, of course, the theming of the spa itself is legendary, after all. The way it resembles an abalone shell carved from the inside of an asteroid, staring out into space itself, lit by endless galaxies in a dark region of our universe. Quite different from many other attractions here at the hotel. We've done a very good job of hiding the threshold here, because the scent is actually what pulls you in, unlike some of our other places where you might notice a shimmer or a ripple in space and time as you get closer. No, it's when you start to smell it that the transportation, the effect, the magic happens, as they say. Doesn't smell like old card tires. It doesn't smell like a balloon. It smells pungent, like plants, like life, and yet artificial and strange, reminiscent of some of those first smells, but wholly organic. Often we forget that latex is not a man-made product. Rubber is, yes, vulcanized in the process by exposure to sulfur and other chemicals. But natural latex, no, it comes straight from a tree. Of course, the latex used in clothing is processed, but not even remotely in the same way as the rubber that is used for things like car tires. So, when you have an entire spa pool filled with latex like we do here, it's very special latex harvested from a tree that happily gives the black blood of the earth for you to swim in. And I guarantee it will be an indulgent dip. I'm sure you've noticed how that scent drew you in. And as you walk in through those archways and you see the spread out pools that seem to reflect every single star, nebula, and glow in the sky, that you are very focused on the way they look, like black, smooth mirrors. A couple other guests might be coming in with you, but there's plenty of space here in the Starlight Obsidian Spa. It's hard to tell if they're actually liquid pools or just great black shiny pieces of mirrored obsidian. But as you grow closer, you begin to notice that amongst the fauna and flora, so to speak, of you and the other guests, and of course, the plants that burst out from around the edges of the pools, there's a couple large, giant roots that create nice little partitions for privacy between the countless pools, the roots winding back through the rock of the asteroid, towards a great tree bursting out above, a tree that seems to shroud everything in its pungent, rubbery odors. Now, I'm sure you're fascinated by the pool, curious what it feels like, And of course, as is with all of our lovely attractions, everything is temporary in the Hotel Ivy, and that's the benefit. So, even if something were to befall you, it's within the safety guides of our lovely hotel. And that's what makes it fun sometimes, once you've read the risk warnings, to just explore without reading further. Because it's okay to let yourself fall into something, to get caught, stuck, transformed. You'll be all right in the end. So you dip a finger into the pool in front of you, feeling the viscous fluid, almost like honey, but it clings, stretching upwards and then dripping around the tip of your finger, leaving a layer of thick, smooth, silky, soft latex. You can see the border between it and the rest of your hand, where it seems to have just surface tension holding it in place, and yet as you let it drizzle away, a layer is left behind, deposited on your finger. It looks almost as if it isn't even there, as if someone had simply just slid an adjustment of texture over you, as if it had just been a lighting change, and yet you can feel it growing snugger, like a tight, but not uncomfortable, grip. Maybe you might want to dip a hand in. Maybe you just want to watch it for a second. So you dip your finger again and let the latex flow, this time covering more. It's amazing how intense even just one part of it touching this all-encompassing, wonderful and powerful material. It's intoxicating, really. The scent is strong here. It feels alive. You notice, as it drips away from you, that you feel drawn to the pool, as though a moth to a flame. You want to know what it feels like. So you sit down besides the lovely, rubbery pond, and you dip your feet in, feeling that wonderful, thick ichor of rubber around you, buoyant and encapsulating, feeling your feet slide below the surface as they're encapsulated, wrapped up, and utterly coated, a gentle squeezing as the pressure of the fluid pushes, so soft, it's like liquid silk all around you. Feels so wonderful, so utterly consuming. It's so good that one can't help want more, to slide their calves in until you're sitting on the edge of the pool, feeling your feet touching on a ledge so close. You could just slide down, sit on the ledge, get a little further into the wonderful pool of rubber. It's almost as if there's a voice calling to you from below the surface, emanating from inside the root system around you that seems to drip latex. As though it was calling to you with the same irresistible strength of a siren's call, pulling you down, 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 deeper still. Like a tendril worming its way up inside of you towards your brain. The more rubber that touches you, the more you want, the more you desire to be coated, covered. So you slip carefully down onto the ledge, feeling the rubber surge in past your legs, your groin, your stomach, all the way up, 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 up until it's covering everything below your neck. Like a full body hug, like the softest thing you've ever touched, so slick, so smooth, so buoyant, almost lifting you up for a moment, and yet it pulls from every direction. How can something give and grab all at once, you wonder to yourself, and that's when you hear the voice very clearly, so clearly, as though that grip around you was the will of that voice. Just give in to the rubber, to the latex. Let yourself indulge in me. You deserve to indulge in me. Let that sensory experience encapsulate, grab, and grip you. That tendril of will, of force, worming up into your brain now. Even though your head rests above the latex, it's as though a tendril was wrapping up and around your mind, spreading like a root system, rubber along every single neuron, out into your mind until it was coated in latex, molded in rubber. So pleasured, the latex squeezing your mind and body, making them sing together in a symphony of joy. And yet, you still haven't dipped your head, but you're worried. Some small part of you says that you shouldn't do that. Something will happen. Maybe you should get back out of the pool. Maybe this isn't such a good idea, and yet it feels so good, so wonderful. And you deserve to find out what's below. After all, you've indulged this far. It would be a shame to deny yourself the bliss of total encapsulation, of feeling that rubberiness permeating every bit of your sensory experience. It's already so powerful, so soft, so enticing. Why not dip your head deep below? It's as if there really is a magnetic pull. So there was some tendril in your mind, some root system of latex. You're drawn to step from the ledge into the deep pool below, neck just barely out of the rubber. You want to walk forward. It feels so good to move through the fluid, feeling it part around you, slowly, with effort, and yet it smoothly flows around every limb, sending wonderful, blissful tingles down all of you that it touches. You can feel the slope dropping off now, as you look ahead of you, towards the side of the pool that's the deepest, underneath a root that seems to pour latex into the pool like a slow-motion waterfall. You're drawn towards it until almost the rubber begins to pass your neck. It starts to lap at the bottom of your chin, at your ears, at the nape of your neck. It's so intense, and yet you walk forward until you're standing right in front of the rubber that drips from the tree. There you can smell and feel the will of that rubbery, delightful and enticing power that emanates, pulling you like a root to a tree, moving until you push your head into the downpour, feeling it brush down from the top of your head over your face, covering it all, and suddenly your legs simply give out and you sink below the surface, feeling the rubber all around you, feeling something thick, a tendril of latex pulling against the back of your head. It was there all along and you didn't notice it, puppeteering you so easily, corrupting you, feeling something permeating you, pushing against your ears, feeling rubber against your nostrils and your mouth, able to breathe in without any fear, because you know it's okay. The magic of the tree and the latex keep you safe, and you're certain of it. Feeling those tendrils of rubbery delight worming in through your ears, into your mind, so wonderfully primed by the first touch. And you are, oh, so easily taken by the will of the rubber, the will of the latex. Feels so good to let yourself indulge, to be a rubber object, to have no desire other than the experience of being in this pool, sinking into it, your mind turning to latex, your body turning to latex, your thoughts turning to latex, squeezed tight like a molded rubber object, feeling every characteristic of your body shifting, changing to an idealized form, a rubberized form. It's as if you are the malleable, moldable latex you've dipped yourself into. Feels good. Feels so good to let yourself be transformed into that rubber object, that idealized self, to be pulled and shaped, to feel that tendril wrapped around your brain. And you can just drift in that bliss, in that latex encapsulation, floating along, letting your body be guided through the experience, your mind becoming of the latex. Just drift. And as one does drift, you might notice the tendril pulling you along the bottom, pulling you as tentacle-like protrusions from the roots reach up and grip around your body, beginning to squeeze and pull, shaping the rubber doll that you are becoming, that you're loving, that you're welcoming into an ideal rubber object, just as you've always wanted to be, you realize. All the best characteristics emphasized or brought to life. A rubber doll is an exaggerated and delightful thing, shown off to the world, feeling those tendrils wrap, that tentacle pull as they squeeze and grip, bringing such pleasure and joy and delight to your soft, supple latex flesh. Squeezed by the tendrils, wrapped up, as you feel that rubbery power emanating through you, that potent, complete control. You are an extension of that, an object in this vat of latex. It feels good to drift, to let those tendrils guide you to pleasure, to let your own limbs guide you to pleasure, to be that rubbery doll. And each squeeze of those tentacles that changes your form and shape and wills and desires. Oh, how utterly fucking good it feels. So powerful. So potent. Rubber dolls should be made from pleasure after all. That's why those tentacles are squeezing you into the right shape, to the right form. Giving you everything that you should be with a squeeze. 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 And pulse. And squeeze. And pulse. Feeling that tentacle lift you up. Up through the latex until you float on the surface. Noticing the changes to your body now. Realizing that you are one of the rubber dolls of this place, of this spa, that you are such a delightful object, and that sends pleasure coursing through your body. You notice how everything that you enjoyed before feels even more delightful as you float to the edge of the pool and crawl up to land. Everything is so familiar and yet so different. Seeing the world through black latex eyes. Seeing how your body reflects the countless stars and the cosmos above. You are an extension of this rubbery pool, of this ancient organism. And it feels good. Oh, and it squeezes tight around you again. Pulling on those most intimate and pleasurable places inside your mind and anywhere on your body that would bring more joy, more delight. Oh, that squeezing tightness of the rubber curing around you, bonding to every fiber of your will, making you into that delightful doll. Oh, you've earned it. You have become that object. And you can enjoy it as long as you like. Of course, you will eventually be returned to your room. But for now, you can enjoy your stay and be that rubber object and take as much of that desire, sensation, and experience with you as you like. And when you're ready, or when you run out of time, they'll dip you back into the latex pool and let you drift for a while. And as you drift in that pool, as your body floats up in the latex once more, and you surface, it will release you and let you go so that you can return and be able to enjoy any other wonderful diversions you'd like to here at the Hotel Ivy, knowing, of course, that this wonderful spa will be waiting for you if you want to indulge again. Or maybe you can have some of this latex sent up to your room later for your own enjoyment. And of course, as you float to the edge of the pool, you'll feel all of that rubbery influence releasing you as you step up, walking carefully out, showering and washing off any residue. Letting your mind become your own once more, your thoughts your own, breathing deep, letting my voice guide you back as you drift to reality. One, closer, two, more and more, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, and nine, and ten, and wide awake for me. Thank you for being such a wonderful guest. I really do appreciate it.